This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, January the 6th on the DEJV program. My voice belongs to me, and me is Doug Steffen. Victoria Keevan is here, along with Kara Schillen, Jennifer back on tomorrow. A lot of things going on, as is usually the case. I love doing this for a living because it keeps me sharp, and it keeps everybody sort of on. We all have different ways of viewing what's going on. That's what makes the conversation good after we sort of try to figure out, ferret out what the facts are. So as near as I can tell, Victoria, the tone of the discussion at the moment is being set, or at least Mr. Macron is trying to set the tone. The solidarity he expressed with allies during the phone conversation he had with Trump yesterday on Iran, suggesting it must avoid destabilizing actions, it being the allies, after the military commander, Mr. Suleiman, was bumped off in Baghdad. He said, given the recent rise in tensions, President of the Republic highlighted his solidarity with allies. So I'm trying to figure out the allies that he has are, they include us. So, but it wasn't clear to me, as he expressed his concerns regarding the destabilizing activities of Suleiman and what was going on, he highlighted the need for Iran to avoid taking any measures it could lead to an escalation of the situation. So I'm trying to piece together what a lot of people are calling is a tone setter. And I don't know how much attention Trump's going to pay to him anyway, but it's confusing. Do you understand confused?
No, I'm confused too. I'm not really sure. I know what his position is on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, the position of all of us ought to be that we don't carry it any further than it has to go. But there are boundaries. And so this guy got what he deserved to get, as far as I'm concerned. But what does that do to the, you know, the thinking a lot of... I thought it was interesting that Bernie Sanders and one of the Democratic Congresswomen, Ro Khanna, I think is her name, introduced
it's
legislation... Oh, is it? I don't know the guy. Where is he from? Do you know?
I don't know.
Anyway, the legislation would block funding for any offensive military force being used against Iran without prior congressional authorization, which I thought was the law anyway.
It is. Yeah, it is. Even Mitch McConnell
was
kind
of caught. So what do I need new legislation for? I need new legislation. All I need to do is follow the old law. Tim Kaine, your senator from New Jersey, introduced a war powers resolution which could force debate and a vote in Congress on escalation.
So that's Tim Kaine from Virginia. He was Clinton's running mate in
that's
the last
right, too,
election.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Kaine from New Jersey, too?
There was a Governor Kaine from a million years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, my memory goes back into the dark ages, as we know. So, anyway, we all know that war has to be the last recourse. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Nancy Pelosi has also said that they're going to vote in the House this week on legislation to limit Trump's military actions in Iran. So, Bernie wants to make sure that we don't fund any of it, and I guess the House is going to have to figure out how they're going to limit that. So, I'm not really sure what's going to happen this week, but... It feels like we poked a bear unnecessarily.
I don't know about that. I think the guy's killed. He was responsible for killing a bunch of Americans. And I'm not worried about what he did in his own place. That's up to his country to take care of him and the people that live there. But this guy has a track record going back plenty of years.
I'm not saying he's a good guy. I know.
So the fact that he continued to do the things that he was doing, I put him in the same category as Bin Laden. Frankly, and I'm not at all. I think that Trump did the right thing. Whether it was the right way to do it or not remains to be seen. And then you look at the impact that it's having, for example, on the cost of oil. What are we going to pay at the pump because of the guy being knocked off? The prices fell. Stock prices went down Friday. I don't know what it'll be interesting to see what they do today. Some of the markets already open in Asia haven't seen too much of an impact. But oil prices were up 3% over the weekend. And some of the like Dow Jones and S&P 500 and NASDAQ went down. They always do. The people that are in the stock business are cowards and lily-livered. They don't have any courage. So anytime there's a way to short a stock, airline stocks went down, which, you know, what it does is sort of give people a thought of, all right, so what are these guys going to do next? Are they going to take a shot at a plane? You know, something like that. Most of the people that are experts in this field feel that they won't do the same, that none of the terrorists will do the same thing that they've done before because it's too easy for them to get caught. So they come up with some other thing. And so is the...
Well, I think it's the biggest threat of what of their retaliation, in my opinion, is cybersecurity. It's cyber warfare. That's, and going after our utilities, which have virtually no protection whatsoever. You know, you can knock out the power grid across. Imagine taking the power out of Los Angeles or knocking out the power in New York City. Everything comes to a grinding halt. That's the new level of terrorism that we should be really investing a lot of money into. And we're just not investing enough money into that. So, and that was something that goes back to Obama. He was really big on cybersecurity. He had a very young digital team around him, and they knew the threats of cybersecurity long before it became a household name or a household word or term. So, but we just haven't done enough. Yeah. You know, we don't. Our electronic voting machines, children can hack into them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The whole situation is ridiculous. Yeah, it really is. And we spend all this money, our taxes, as we're beginning to pay our taxes between now and the 15th of April, your money has to be in. And when you think about it, think about where your money goes. And one of the reasons that I object as strenuously as I do and I don't like the system is because so much of the money goes to war. It goes to the Pentagon and people say, well, we've got to protect ourselves. Yeah, but at what price? What are we doing here? One guy goes up, and so another guy goes up, and we're back into, you know, there are a lot of people who think between what's going on here and what's going on in China, we're starting another Cold War. And that's not going to be good for anybody except the military-industrial complex. And we seem to fall into these things over and over and over again. And it's not all our fault by any stretch of the imagination. You don't think the same military-industrial complex that's pushing on our side is pushing on the other side? It's the same people, and they benefit the same way. It's the same few companies that make all of this hardware, whether it's the hardware that's used by the Chinese. What do you think? You know, this is the fallacy of all this stuff. It's like building an airplane. 80% of the stuff that goes into the Boeing planes and the Airbus planes come from the same place. It's the same stuff. And so when you build a battleship, whether the Chinese build a battleship or whether we build a battleship, 90% of the stuff that goes into making it comes from the same place, wherever it may be. Israeli technology, American technology, Japanese technology. So, you know, and it's the same bunch of people that run those companies that are the beneficiaries of all of this stuff. And so you didn't see the stock value of Boeing or Lockheed Martin or any of the other, or Raytheon, you didn't see their stock go down.
Well, actually, Boeing...
It's because of, not because of this.
Well, no, but Boeing also now has, I don't know if you saw the headline, but now they've found another flaw in the 737 MAX.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they don't just, I know it's a huge undertaking, but I don't know how they are ever going to get people to want to fly on those planes ever again.
No.
Scrap it and start over at this point.
Well, there's got to be a way they can, the problem is in the engines and the way the computers run the engines. The engines are too powerful for the plane. The computers don't know how to read what happens to the plane as it goes up. So you change the engines and you change the computer system. The plane itself isn't faulty. It's the engines and it's the computer system that run them. So I don't, you know, I'm not a genius and certainly not an engineer.
Well, this newest one is actually with the wiring. They said that it was previously unreported concerns with the wiring of the 737 MAX, and now they're saying that the company, the FAA, is now looking into it, and there are two sections of wiring that they say it controls the tail of the plane, and that those two sections of wiring are too close together, and that can cause a short circuit and potentially a crash. So,
well, they've let themselves open to all of this stuff. What happened when Airbus started their what they call fly-by-wire, which is using signals like the signals that I use to get to you, the electronic signals that are in the air that, you know, you push a button and something starts, like here on my computer, I have something that's a stick that goes to some other thing that makes it operate, and you can't see anything. It just operates sort of without you being able to see it. The old planes were hydraulically controlled, and they had levers and stuff that moved the wings and the tails and all that stuff. Now it's all controlled by wire. They call it fly-by-wire. And just, no, that's not the way this stuff needs to work. So finally finding the flaws in it. Anyway, it's pretty disconcerting for somebody like me that flies as much as I do. You know, you think about that and think about the other things, and then you don't think about it at all.
I hope they don't just rename it and then trick people, you know, because the airlines are famous for that.
Yeah.
So, I hope that that's not the case, that people stay on top of this enough to know if they're going to put these planes back in circulation, then as a consumer, we have a right to know what we're flying.
Everybody will know. Yeah, you'll know. And when I book a flight, it tells me on the, as I'm booking it, what the plane is, the Airbus 321, the type of 321 it is, 737, 777, 787, 767. Most, at least American does that. I don't know if Delta and the rest of them do it or not. I think they do. At any rate, yeah, you should know what you're flying on and pay attention to it. Never mind, it's just described there, but pay attention to it when you book your flights. Here's something else to pay attention to, your weight loss program. Do you know that 94% of people in this country, Victoria, say that they are on some form of diet or they're trying to do something to change the effect or the impact of all that they've eaten between
Thanksgiving? It's the time of the year to do it. Yep.
Yeah, it is. So whether you go to a gym, you then give up, you get onto a program. I've said this a couple of times in the last week or so because it's so noticeable how many ads are playing on national and local television and the radio for Weight Watchers. That's okay. I mean, all these things are okay if you stick with them. Most people don't. So I'm going to give you the easiest way to get onto a weight loss program and stay there, because it doesn't require you to exercise, doesn't require you to go on a diet. All it requires you to do is take 4 capsules on an empty stomach before you go to bed. That's the Calitrin way. That's it. Calotren. Calitrin. The reason that I promote it is because I've used it and it works. And when you get on the program and stay on it for 4 months at least, 5, 6 months, this isn't magic. It restarts the production of collagen in your system, which hasn't been a part of your system since you were in your 20s. That's why you started to gain weight in your 30s, because you're no longer producing any collagen. So this jump starts it, and now you have the ability with this protein to push the fat out and change it, in essence, for some good natural muscle. That's the way it's done. Lean muscle, weight loss happens at the same time. So go to collagen.com. Read all the fabulous stories from people who have had great luck with this. Get on the program. Use the DJV code when you're purchasing. You're still going to get 3 at the regular price and then 3 months free. So you get 6 months for the price of 3. Stay on the program and just feel how your body changes and how much better you're going to feel about how your body is functioning. I think that's the best way. You want to lose the weight. And keep it. Has a lot of aloe vera in this as well. That's great for your body. So go to calitrin.com and do what I do and a lot of other people do to kind of shave, give you a better edge, if you will. Shave off the pounds. It's the DJV code that gives you the best deal at calitrin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee. At GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The word a lot of people use for Adele's voice. I've always, since she became a pop star, been a fan of hers. And so the story circulating around now is not about her singing, but about her weight loss. She's been spotted on the beaches over the weekend with some of her friends. Harry Styles is there and James Corden with a late New Year's romp. The photos that were posted show Adele dressed in a navy dress, smiling as she posed for pictures with fans, as she ran into the ocean in the dress. Kind of a cool picture, actually. Fans were quick to point out, however, how really thin she looks. Almost, I'm looking at some pictures of her. She looks almost emaciated.
Yeah.
She doesn't look healthy,
you know.
No, she doesn't at all. No, she doesn't look good. She has been seen around a lot in the last couple of months. Christmas get-togethers, that sort of thing. The photos, as they surfaced from Anguilla, which is where they were, many fans expressing concern. People even wondering, is this really Adele? Someone give her a hamburger, that would be what I'd say. Somebody feed her, she looks so skinny, and that's not healthy. Being too skinny is just, all these people that you saw in the Golden Globes last night, they're just so damn skinny, it's not healthy. And so you wonder whether this is something psychologically. I think Adele has always been, she's pretty emotional. There are a number of stories after she gets done with her performances, she cries because of however her music impacts her, never mind how it impacts the audience. She's obviously very impacted by what she's doing. She's very good at it, I think that's for sure. I love Adele's music. Anyway, so is this considered body shaming when people are criticizing?
Well, a lot of people, you know, kind of. I mean, a lot of people are making a good point. Look, when Adele was overweight, she got a lot of flack for that. Now, on the other end of it, you know, people are still giving her flack. I think what's probably going on with her is she is working out with a trainer. She has been on a new diet. She's been pretty open about that. I think she's also free from being in a relationship that didn't work for her. And I think a lot of times women we hold all that emotion in when we're in a not so great relationship, and then when you're out of it, it just, you kind of like just sort of, I went through this in the past, and I just dropped a bunch of weight and didn't even try, and it was just like adrenaline, you know, that you're living off of being happy and being single and being free or dating someone new or whatever. So I think that she's probably going through a whole bunch of emotions, and that can definitely affect your whole body. So I hope that maybe at some point it sort of levels out a little bit and that she gains a little bit of weight back, because she just looks, at this point, I just think she looks unhealthy.
Yeah, I think we all look better with a little meat on our bones, but that's just me. So, but she's still a fabulous entertainer, man. She's got a great voice, and her songs have such fabulous messages and stories attached to them. That's what I like. I not only like her voice, but I like the messages. You actually listen to the lyrics of a lot of the songs. Up next here, our focus on Coldplay. Apparently, they're going to play an intimate performance set in Sirius XM. Coldplay slated to take the stage in an invitation-only event on the 15th of January, taking place at the Sirius Performance Center. Howard Stern came out here from New York to sort of open it up last week or a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Garage. So Coldplay is going to do an acoustic set with Chris Martin and lead guitarist Johnny Buckland, along a number of as yet unnamed special musical guests. The band will take part in a Q&A session with attendees. Sirius and Pandora subscribers have a chance to win tickets to this thing. And if you're a Coldplay fan, unable to score admission to this event, show will be broadcast at 7 o'clock. Let's see here, Pacific Time, 10 Eastern Time on Sirius's The Spectrum, Channel 28. Performance follows the recent release of Coldplay's 8th studio album, Everyday Life. So that's it, 28 after the hour.
Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a funeral for the nation's top general, Iranian leaders vow to take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani. That's Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Also at that funeral, an Iranian lawmaker put an $80 million price on President Trump's head. NATO ambassadors will meet in Brussels today to discuss the rising tensions in the Middle East. America has lost its first law enforcement officer in the line of duty this year with the Sunday morning shooting death of a 26-year-old cop in South Carolina. Authorities say a suspect's in jail for the killing of Officer Jackson Winkler during a traffic stop in Florence. Disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein going on trial today on 5 sex crimes charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Today's Monday, the 6th of January. Today, we celebrate Three Kings Day. We three kings of Orient are. Remember Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar? Remember him? Remember them?
You... Balthazar?
Yeah, him too. We know when somebody says they've had an epiphany, the epiphany is actually today. Today is Three Kings Day. Celebrated mostly by the Catholics in the Catholic countries and regions, Spain, Latin America especially, but across Europe as well. It's called El Día de los Reyes. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
Sounds good.
All right. Does sound good. The day marks the adoration of baby Jesus by the three kings, otherwise known as the three wise men, sometimes called the Magi. They travel by horse and camel and elephant, according to legend, to present the baby Jesus with these symbolic gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And nobody, when we learned that
In Sunday school, nobody knew what any... Well, we knew what gold was. Nobody knew what frankincense was. Nobody knew what myrrh was. And I dare say probably today nobody does either. Do you know what frankincense is?
No, but I know that frankincense is used a lot in essential oils now. It's kind of trendy.
Yes.
So, but I don't know what the is it?
What myrrh
is? Mineral or is it
myrrh?
No,
frankincense.
Frankincense is not a rock. Like what is?
I believe it comes from some sort, not a fruit, but some sort of flower. I'm trying to remember what myrrh is, and I knew, but I don't remember now because I remember, you know, when I was a kid. I was as annoying then as I am now with questions. Who? What? Why? When? Where? I was like, Miles is being like that now. And we think it's cute. And only because I remember what I was like, but a lot of adults didn't think it was very cute. Because the old expression when I was a kid was, children should be seen and not heard. So I was very unpopular with most adults because I was, and school I wasn't. But with adults, when I was on the farm learning about the animals and stuff, I was always asking, oh, why do the animals poop or whatever it was that I was asking when I was 6 years old. So how does that come around to the Three Kings? Don't you love my segue?
Sunday school?
Cow poop. Yeah, right. Sunday school. And what we learned, we just heard the words. We didn't know what they were. And nobody was curious enough except me to ask what it was. And I never remember getting an answer. So... But I remember hearing the story about the star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty. You know, that all the stuff that you get around Christmas time. What's myrrh? Have you looked it up yet, Kara? I figured give Kara a few minutes. She's pretty good at looking things up. And I probably should have, but my curiosity, once I knew what frankincense was, I wasn't really too concerned.
Are we sure that you're right about frankincense?
What do you mean, are you sure that I'm right?
Well,
I have a
just
question
checking.
To that. Really? Kara, what have you found? Where did you find
something? I was watching some Golden Globe stuff.
Oh, are you? Well, good for you. Congratulations.
All right, here it is. So frankincense is an aromatic resin used in incense and perfumes. It's obtained from trees of the Boswellia family.
Mm-hmm.
So Boswellia actually is also a supplement that a lot of people take. So it's,
So I told you, it was right. It's an oil. And myrrh
is an
oil.
Yes, now myrrh is, let's see, people also search for myrrh.
Yeah.
Myrrh is a natural gum or resin extracted from a number of small thorny tree species. It's been used throughout history as
tree,
a perfume,
plant,
incense,
yep.
and medicine. It's mm-hmm. mixed with wine, and it can be ingested that way.
All right, good. All right, so let's move over to what Kara thinks is more important, and that's what happened last
Golden
night.
Golden Globe fashion?
And the
I'm
Golden
sorry,
Globes.
Once you
right.
started singing, I tuned out.
Oh,
I was gone.
Nice. Really cute. So I thought it was nice. I thought it was neat. Jennifer Aniston, as soon as Brad Pitt did his dating joke, the cameras went right to Jennifer Aniston, and she was smiling, she clapped, and it's kind of nice to see that the two of them are as friendly as they are. You know,
they
once
do
you
seem
love
to be
somebody,
good friends again, yeah.
Yeah, if you really love someone, you don't ever stop loving them. You really don't. Whatever dimension the relationship changes to, whether it changes back, you know, certainly all the rah-rah squad would like to see Jennifer Aniston get back together with Brad Pitt. He had an interesting joke that he aimed at Leonardo DiCaprio. And I don't know how many people got it or not. He looked at him and he said, I would have stayed on the raft. And you know
yeah,
what that's
he would have shared the raft. Yeah.
Shared the raft, yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
Him. Yeah, it was very cute. There were a lot of good things. I thought there were a lot of good moments to that show last night.
I thought it was very entertaining. To me, I was all teared up watching the Ellen DeGeneres, that whole tribute to her that Kate McKinnon did, which I thought was really wonderful. And
do you think she looks well? Yeah, looking at Ellen, I don't think she looks well. You think she looks well? Is there something? Is it me, or is it just she doesn't look? And what's her face? Portia's got lips about 3 feet wide. Whatever she did to her lips, I just don't think.
I think Portia looks the same as she's always looked.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. Ellen. You know, I think Ellen's hair. Well, Ellen has been very public about the fact that she got a someone messed up her hair, and her hair basically burned off. So her hair is extra short and kind of choppy, and she's been trying to grow it back. So I thought her hair looked a little too short. But other than that, I mean, Ellen's 62, something like that.
Right.
So
Yeah, right. That's true.
She just, we always, I think everyone kind of thinks of her as this, like, perennial 50-year-old, maybe, you know, but she's really in her 60s, so I think she looks pretty good.
Joaquin Phoenix was asked questions about the vegan menu at the Golden Globes. He made reference to it, I think, during his acceptance. And then the reporters were trying to ask him more questions, and he said, I already answered that question. And I don't want to answer. And he kind of gets snappy, which I think he does. And as far as Ricky Gervais is concerned, I told you what I thought, so I don't know if it's worth it.
I actually was just hoping to have more of Ricky, because I really thought that he was going to, you know, go out with a real bang. And I thought after his opening monologue, which I laughed at, I thought it was really funny, but after that, there really wasn't much of him. And so I kind of was, I was hoping for more from him, actually.
He was raunchy, though. Didn't you think he was raunchy?
He had one raunchy joke about Judi Dench and cats, but...
They kept clipping him, though. At the end, they clipped him as well. They did a good job of clipping him. Speaking of clipping, Tom Brady has been asked now 950 times since last week when it was the local Boston newspapers were all over him saying or trying to get him to admit to retiring or he's going to retire. Is this your last game? They lost again on Saturday, but he said... When asked after the game was over whether you're going to retire now, he said, quote, I'd say it's pretty unlikely. The folks at the Patriots were noncommittal. Belichick speaks highly always because they have a great relationship. Kraft loves them like a son. But what do they do for the business? I don't know. Is there another good quarterback around that's available? Because Brady's a free agent
now. Well, they had one, and they got rid of him. And now he's on the 49ers, and he's killing it. So they had Jimmy Garoppolo. They trained him in to be, you know, in Tom Brady's shadow. And then the rumors were that he was getting to be too good. And when Deflategate happened and Brady had to sit out four games, Jimmy Garoppolo won all four of those games. And then I think it became clear to Tom Brady and maybe to Bill Belichick, too. But that was the mysteriously after that happened. It was like, oh, now Jimmy's being traded. I don't know. It's maybe
I always
Tom
thought
Brady
it was
thought
because
he was a threat.
Brady, yeah, that was what came out. But Belichick called him fabulous. You know, he did all the usual stuff. But it's not clear. It's clear he's not retiring, but it's not clear whether he will go back to the Patriots. I can't imagine the fans.
He's going to finish his career with the Patriots.
I would think so.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to let him go and just kind of flounder around on another team for a year or two.
No.
And I don't think he wants to do that. I think he wants to finish his career where he began.
Yep, makes a lot of sense. U-Haul is making a change in people that they hire. I thought this was really interesting. U-Haul, you know, the company, it's a family-owned company. It's a corporation, but it's very tightly controlled by one family. They've announced they will no longer hire anybody who smokes in at least 21 of the states. They're in every state in our country. They said they will implement a nicotine-free hiring policy to foster a culture of wellness. I think that's very smart. Good for them.
It is, but isn't it kind of interesting that it's allowed? You know, that you can discriminate against someone who is a smoker?
Well, I think that...
It's basically saying, like, you know, people are addicted to smoking. So it's like saying, well, you know, you're an addict, and so we're not going to hire you.
I'm running a business. I don't want anybody working for me that smokes, and I don't hire anybody who smokes. I wouldn't hire anybody... I think that it's a... maybe because of my own bias about smoking, because of what I've been through in my life... I would have no qualms about it. And if you're running a private business, I know the government sticks its nose into a lot of things and requires this, that, or the other thing. You can't do this and you can't do that. But it still is my business. And if I decide I don't want to do this, that, or the other thing, I ought to be able to do it. As long as I'm not abusing the people that are working with me or for me. In this case, I would not allow somebody on my property. I don't allow smoking on the farm. I don't allow it anywhere where I am, that I any facility that
yeah,
I
it's just interesting because it feels like a very slippery slope. I mean, mm-hmm. you specifically wouldn't hire anyone because for who smokes because of your experience. So what if you have a bad experience with, you know, a white person or an Asian person or something,
yep.
and you're basing it on that, or you don't like someone who drinks soda, and I drink
well,
a lot
I think
of soda,
you can
so it's it,
argue. Yeah,
it's
you can
just
argue.
It's just hard because you know if you can
not end, hard for me. Not at all.
Yeah, I know, but that's because you don't like smoking. I'm talking about for yep. businesses. I think it's a very slippery slope. Yes, it's your private business.
I think
but
in
if
this
you
circumstance,
have a bad experience with something, it doesn't necessarily mean you should
no.
be able to stop
in this
all
case,
of these people
that's
from
not,
getting jobs.
No, Kara, it doesn't work that way in this case because there are so many negative health impacts on other people who are working in the facility. In addition, it's not just you you're impacting by smoking. It's the people at work around you in close proximity. The way the smoke, secondhand smoke, affects people, the way that it is, it just no. In this circumstance, you can make a very good case. Now, it ought to be individually, yes. What is it? What about if you're drinking a 64-ounce, what do you call it, of the sodas or whatever it is? Should that be a lot? I think you'd have to take it on an individual basis. But clearly, smoking impacts health insurance, the health of people who are working on the premises. It's just, I think that's it's a very smart move on their part. Good for them. I hope other people do it, frankly. It's time for those of us who don't smoke. I'm so damn sick of somebody lighting up in front of me and blowing smoke in my face. I walk down the street. It happened to me yesterday. I was walking Daisy down Venice Boulevard, and some guy stops right in front of me, lights up, and blows the smoke in my face. And I looked at him. I said, "Excuse me." And he looked at me like I had two heads, and I walked around him. No, that's not acceptable. It isn't. And I'm not sorry about being that strident about it, because it just is not acceptable. And people say, "Oh, I've been smoking for 30 years. Good. Go kill yourself somewhere else. But don't blow your smoke in my face and breathe and force me to breathe it. I couldn't escape that guy." So, all right. So good. I think we've managed to give U-Haul some plaudits. That's good. Let's now applaud MyPillow and what they're doing to help make you're traveling with the travel pillow? Boy, is that a good thing. I took my pillow with me when I went on the road. It was very interesting. Who was it? Oh, I know. Jennifer, who's not here with us, taking care of her father, who's been in the hospital for the last three or four days. And one of the things she told me when I called to find out, because her father and I are great friends, and I want to know how he was doing, she said he took his my pillow to the hospital with him, which I thought was kind of cute. But it is, you know, people, especially the hospital pillows, my God, who the hell's been breathing that stuff? We don't want to be around the hospital pillow. So he brought his own anyway. And that speaks volumes, I think, for how well, Jennifer's always talking about how her my pillows, she forms them at night for her neck to be comfortable and her head to be comfortable. That's just one of the many things, but it's the company's, you know, it's their brand, my pillow. They created what they've created around the pillows. That Mike Lindell, who's the operator at MyPillow, he came up with these new pillows. And so now they've come up. He's designed as an engineer the new mattresses. They've got great sheets, the towels that everybody's talking about. So go to MyPillow.com. Everything is guaranteed. Get a 60-day money-back guarantee on everything, anything you buy. You can not like it and send it back, get your money back. You won't probably do that, but if you do, for whatever the reason, you're welcome to. MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code, save 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, and more at MyPillow.com, depending on what you're buying. Use the promo code DJV.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Golden Globes 2020 are history. We went through all the winners. What about Sam Mendes? Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. You watched this last night. I think we all did. I thought it was a pretty good show, actually. What did you think, Chucker?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good show also. I've always said the Golden Globes is the quickest moving, most entertaining, loosest type of all of the award shows. I wish the Oscars could somehow model what they do. It would be a much better telecasting. A lot of reviews on Ricky Gervais as the host. Most people, you know, they can't snap someone. But I gotta tell you, in full disclosure, I laughed pretty loud during his opening monologue. I know it's below the belt. I know it's below the belt, and it is what it is, and he's what you call it, sort of a shock comic. He'll say anything to get a laugh, and he takes massive shots at that Hollywood audience in the crowd. But I was laughing very loud. I thought it was funny. For what if you accept what he does? If you don't, if you reject it on face value, you're gonna hate the guy. But I have an open mind, and it made me laugh.
Yes, I don't have an open mind. I think he's a jerk.
I know you don't. Right. I've been doing this a long time with you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Sam Mendes.
Yeah.
And what's your take on 1917? I'm eager for you to see it. You haven't seen it yet. I have.
I have not. But yeah, here's the thing. It's good. We booked it at the theater I'm involved with in East Stroudsburg for this Friday. So it's good news. One best drama, one best director. Sam, he's a good director. He directed Skyfall, which I think is the best James Bond movie of all time. Here's a few notes I took out of the show. Quentin Tarantino, boy, oh boy, he is some narcissist. I mean, talk about a guy.
I agree.
Talk about a guy full of himself. Holy smoke.
I agree with you on that one. Yep.
Elton John in the audience and on stage. Pretty cool moment.
Yep.
Tom Hanks. Awesome, awesome accepting the acceptance for Cecil B. DeMille lifetime achievement. That was a great moment. And that guy
had the crowd right in his hands, Strucker. He had the crowd. Yeah, he really did.
And you know, when they did that clip of all his body of work, and they included everything, you say to yourself, now that guy has had an amazing career, an amazing life. I mean, think almost everything he's done is extremely watchable. When you turn a TV channel and watch it years later, I mean, the scope of what he's done in film is incredible. And he appears, I don't know him personally, but to be a tremendously class individual and a good guy, and boy, can he speak to an audience really good.
Okay, what I didn't say
I did like the fact that Brad Pitt won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because I thought he was really good in that movie.
All right, well, he was good on stage last night. His quips to Leonardo and to, without saying it, to Jennifer Aniston, it was really kind of cool. I've forgotten to say this earlier on, Victoria, but I was driving. Miles and I were coming back from the playground over on Beverly, and so I was bringing him home, and I was supposed to meet somebody at 3 o'clock, and I got completely tied up because the traffic, they had just shut the roads off. They shut off Santa Monica Boulevard, because it's at the corner of Wilshire and Santa Monica Boulevard where the Beverly Hilton is. I had to go 5 miles out of my way up Sunset and back around to get Miles home because of the way they shut off the traffic. It's like the president was coming to town. It really was pretty fascinating to see.
A lot of limousines to coordinate.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was really. And they were
One more thing. We just talked about it off air. But when Joaquin Phoenix came up on stage to accept his Best Actor award for Joker, I thought he was intoxicated. He was rambling. I don't know if he was or he wasn't, but he's certainly a little bit off center of a type personality. But what a great performance in Joker! I tell you one thing: what this show sets up, it sets up a really good Oscar telecast this year, because the quality of work in film in 2019 really was good, and I think better than it's been in the last 5 years at least, because a lot more studio films and major talent is involved this in 2019 than it's been the last few years, where the independent stuff really ruled the roost. So it's going to be a good Oscar telecast.
Well, what about the SAG Awards? The SAG Awards are up next, right?
the SAG, it all sets up. But the Oscars are 1 month early this year than they have been in previous years.
A month from now. Yeah. I think they're 4 weeks from last night, matter of fact.
Yeah, and so usually would have been eight.
What'd you make of Succession taking home all those awards? I thought Brian Cox looked kind of old. I guess he is getting old, but, he's been...
That guy is a fantastic actor. Like he said, he's been in the business for 60 years. Always brings his A game to everything that he does. But overall, that was a good telecast.
In the Bourne movies, he was a good bad guy. He was good in that. All right, Chucker, good job overviewing the Golden Globes here on the DJV program. Where is 59 past the hour?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.